Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, April 4th, 2014. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This week at the box office, your top movies were Noah, number one, $43.7 million, followed by Divergent, number two, $25.6 million, Muppets Most Wanted, number three, with $11.3 million, Mr. Peabody and Sherman, number four, $9.1 million, and God's Not Dead, number five, with $8.8 million. They will all be beaten this week by Captain America, The Winter Soldier, which is really getting good reviews and apparently some of the biggest April pre-order ticket numbers of all time. Under the Skin, Alan Partridge and Others in Limited Release will also be losing to Captain America, The Winter Soldier, so go see Captain America, The Winter Soldier! In the news, Dave Letterman announced he will be retiring from The Late Show in 2015. No successor has been named, but wild speculation has thrown out names like Jon Stewart and Craig Ferguson over the last few years. The Big Bang Theory and The Goldbergs are both planning Star Wars episodes for May 4th, roughly 10 years after the May the 4th be with you jokes stopped being funny. Deadline reports Tony Shalhoub will be providing the voice for Splinter in the new Ninja Turtles movie. Leonardo will be played by Johnny Knoxville. Bloomberg did a story on Marvel Studio honcho Kevin Feige, let's say it's that, in which plans were divulged for new movies through 2028. But who? And how many sequels? No idea, but that's like 70 movies, give or take. 70 movies. The G.I. Joe episode of Community aired on NBC last night, showing fake toy commercials and several action figures that do not as of yet exist. If you're like me and you want them, start making us think about it. Hopefully Hasbro or the G.I. Joe Collectors Club or somebody we'll make this happen, because I'd buy a Submachop, and I think you would too. On sale, Entertainment Earth. Captain America is on sale! Save up to 20% off Winter Soldier and other items. Check out our site for specifics. 1 week only. Dozens of Captain America items are on sale from Hasbro, Funko, NECA, Vandor, and more. Check out some awesome figures and don't pay full price. Or you can just wait and pay full price, which is fine by me, because I gotta eat. Anyway, in the toy news, Hasbro's Marvel Legends for Guardians of the Galaxy are up for pre-order right now at Entertainment Earth. This has all four major movie figures, Build-A-Groot, Iron Man, and Nova. Yeah, Iron Man, don't ask me, I just work here. I haven't read the comics to know how Iron Man fits in, but hey, Iron Man, I got a lot of Iron Man figures. I'll buy one more. Star Wars will continue with Black Series Wave 4, the 3¾-inch action figure assortment. Has updated its next listing with Yoda, Dagobah Luke, a Snowtrooper, Torin Farr, those are your new figures. Reissues include Dak Ralter and Bastila Shan, both of which were very pricey and somewhat hard to find on vintage card backs when they were available. I was surprised to hear about Dak myself, but I looked it up on certain online marketplaces, and sure enough, he's expensive now. Walking Dead. McFarlane will put out a 10-inch Rick Grimes action figure in October, plus a new series of 5-inch action figures. Series 6 of these figures will include Bungie Guts Zombie, Carol Pelletier, I don't watch a show, don't shoot me, Abraham Ford, Herschel Green, and the new Rick Grimes. New pre-orders this week include the Alien vs. Predator Requiem Heavy Armed Predator Wolf SH Monster Arts action figure, which may be one of the longest names we have of any item on our website. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and we'll see you guys next time.